I'm Kim Carson. I'm so happy you found my podcast, Conversations with Kim. Whether I'm having a conversation with a celebrity, an author, history maker, record breaker, or the average everyday person, we all have a story to tell. And maybe that story just might change another person's life. We can learn so much from each other. Let us discover some of life's most valuable lessons with today's guest on Conversations with Kim. Well, today my conversation is with actor, writer, comedian Dion Cole. You are on four hit TV shows, Black-ish, Grown-ish, Angie, Tribeca, Face Value. Congratulations for giving Steve Harvey a run for his money.
Thank you very much.
So, Dion, are you still able to tour and do your stand-up?
Sure, yeah. When I'm not filming, I'll go out and do stand-up. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing a little tour right now. And I'm out in New York. It's been going great.
Great. You know, you wrote for The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, and I read somewhere, I think, where you wrote words when he hosted the 2013 White House Correspondents' Dinner. How do you begin to do that?
Yeah, it was a collective. It was a collective thing that we did. The writers and all of us at the time when he was hosting that, we all just collaborated together, and it came together and put some stuff together for the for him to say. Touring with him and a lot of projects we worked on. Conan is an amazing guy. He helped start a lot of stuff that's happening in my life, and I'm always indebted to him.
Yeah, I think I saw you in another interview where you said you never got any job that you auditioned for. Explain that, because it kind of goes in the same vein, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything I've ever auditioned for, I never landed. It's always been off of pure vibes and real people just connecting with me. I mean, also the same thing with Steve Carell or Angie Tribeca. The role was not the role that I went out for. I didn't get. He created a role for me on that show.
Wow.
And so it's just always good to go with your gut instead of just, you know, what other people expect. Usually what people see in other people are things that they thought of about the person that they want to play a certain character or be a part of whatever project. But if they see something they never saw before, they can't place that person into their project. So only people with certain vibes, they'll take that and go, you know what, I want to run with that. I want that vibe. I want something different. And they'll run with you. So it's really not you. It's just the fact that if you audition, they'll pick you. You just don't know what to do with you.
Oh,
because you're so unique and different.
Oh, I love that. You know, I'm always kind of curious, like, what kind of kid were you? Like, were you a crazy little kid? Like, where do the characters and the personality come from?
I was like the only child, but I ended up finding out I had sisters later or whatever. But I grew up the only child with a lot of thinking.
Yeah,
a lot of figuring out stuff. So I think it still goes to this day, you know.
So how did you get into the comedy thing?
A friend bet me $50. And he just seems like, I bet you $50 you won't go on stage. And I ended up going on and never looked back.
Oh, man, you got to give him some money.
I did. I gave him some money.
Oh, I love it, man. He set you up. Now, how did you get the role on Black-ish? And what was the process? Because I don't know if you can see this, but, I mean, Black-ish is one of those shows that you just know is going to be a classic. I think the people, when you're in it doing it, you probably don't get that vibe, but from the audience and just the buzz and the people talking about it.
No, thank you so much. It's an honor to be a part of such a movement that's going on. And, you know, I'm honored to be a part of it. But, yeah, again, I wasn't supposed to be a part of that cast because I already had a TV show, which was Angie Tribeca. I went over there to write. Mm. And the guy that was supposed to play that character did not make it. No, he didn't come.
Yeah.
And so I was supposed to write for that character, and Kenya Barris asked me to just play the character since he didn't show up, and it was supposed to be a one-time thing, and here we are.
You know, Dion, I saw you in a video, and I just kind of wanted you to talk about this again because it was so deep, and I loved what you said. It was so powerful. I watched it a couple times. You talked about know your worth, the difference between being made and chosen. Talk about that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that. You need to understand what you're doing in this world, being made and being chosen. A lot of people, a person that's being made, if a person say they made you or whatever, that means that they took the time to see something in you that you didn't see in yourself, trained you, and then put you in a position to conquer whatever task. Mm. When you're being chosen, that means you already possess such skills in order to conquer that job. So a lot of people are giving just due to people, thinking that they gave them something, when honestly, you were just prepared for that, and you all are washing each other's hands. And you have to know that in life, because you'll go through life paying people back for stuff that's already owed to you.
Man, where do you get this? Is it a spirituality aspect? Because there were so many profound things that you said. You talked about hanging in there because eventually somebody is going to see the light in you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, someone definitely will. If you keep doing what you're doing, somebody. I mean, a star is a star is a star. I mean, it's just that's what it is. You can put coat around it. You can do whatever. You can cut. You can paint it. At the end of the day, a star is a star is a star, and it's going to shine through. You just got to keep doing what you're doing, and it will be recognized, especially if you're original and talented, and if you bring something to the world that's positive, and you bring change to the world, it's going to happen. So you just have to stay focused, but it definitely will come through.
Dion, talking with Dion Cole, actor, writer, comedian of Black-ish, Grown-ish, Angie Tribeca, Face Value. Have you always been this positive? I mean, did you grow up in an environment where I'm just kind of trying to figure it out because I love the positivity.
My mother is a super Christian. I mean, like super duper Christian. But my mother she's a faith-based woman, but it also had to make common sense to her.
Yeah.
It just always had to make common sense to her, which rubbed off on me. And, you know, we can think differently as long as, you know, we come to a common ground. And I just always thought that, you know, it's always two sides to every story, sometimes three sides, your side, my side, and the truth.
Yeah.
It's just as long as it makes sense. And as long as we can come to a common ground, it's fine. If we're trying to get to the number four, your way is 2 + 2. Mine might be 10 - 6.
Yeah.
As long as we get to four is the plan.
Yeah. You know, I did a story this morning on the air about like manners, right? Kids with manners, how nobody says please and thank you anymore, and how they believe that it's because of Siri and Alexa, that like kids are accustomed to just like yelling out orders. And you kind of feel that way with millennials, right?
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, I love our new generation. I love millennials and all that, but there's a bad bunch in every group that we have out here. But yeah, I mean, nowadays, you know, some kids, they have it all, you know, they
yeah.
know everything but what they supposed to know sometimes, which is being kind and nice and all of that, you know. But I really don't blame the kids. I honestly blame the parents sometimes, the way they raise their kids. They make a kid believe that they're the best thing this world has ever seen, and everything they do is right, and everybody else does is wrong, and they're the most talented and most beautiful. But then when they get in the real world and everybody lets them know that they really suck, they can't handle it, you know? And I tell people, I just want them to know that everybody's drawing can't go in the refrigerator.
I love that. I love that. And then you also talk about the importance of being you, being yourself.
Yeah, you have to be you. It's very important for you to be you because everyone else is taken. Just be you and be you. Like, you should want to be you. You know, give
yeah.
the world what's your perspective. You know, quit trying to be somebody else and leave the uniqueness of yourself at home. Be you.
You're always a follower. When you're trying to be somebody else, you're always behind a little bit. Dion, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Dion Cole, actor, writer, comedian. four hit TV shows, Black-ish, Grown-ish, Angie, Tribeca, Face Value. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I know it's early, but have a great...
It's all good. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Conversations with Kim. Reach out to me, Kim Carson, via social media on Instagram and YouTube, Kim Carson Now. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, Kim Carson. Listen to my radio show middays on WLAV.com. And each Wednesday, I join the Hot Topics chat segment, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on ABC's Take 5 and Company on WZZM13.com. Listen to more episodes at kimcarson.podomatic.com. Until we meet again, thanks for listening to my podcast, Conversations with Kim.